downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches.
What's happening, man? Smash and Dash, what's good? I got my counterpartner, co-host, Lindell White. Showcase White, man. What's happening, man?
2K, Youngie, Twinsky. What's good, brother?
Man, what's just happening? Chilling, man. We're just chilling, you know. Just off season. Things a little dead in the NFL right now. But, you know, anything about football, NFL, you know, it get us a little excited. Yeah, you know, schedule release is coming soon. Probably, I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on, do you usually be excited for this or, like, is it just another walk in the park?
Well, honestly, I got to keep it real. Like, the way they travel overseas now, I think I would have been watching a lot more. You know what I'm saying? Right. I personally don't care about traveling, you know, to go hang out overseas or be in London or Germany playing a football game. Like, to me, that's dope as hell. You get an experience. You could probably meet some fans over there that you become lifetime friends with, you know, stuff like that. You know, we are American, so, you know, going to Miami, Jacksonville, whether it be, you know, LA or whatever, we're used to doing that. So when you fly across the pond and get to really play one of them games, I know for myself, I would look forward to it. But as far as just, you know, a regular schedule release, I'm like, whatever. We all know that usually as a Titan, you know, you're probably going to open up with the Jags down in Jacksonville. You know what I mean? Or you're going to have to play the Texans twice a year. They might sprinkle some NFC teams in there. But for the most part, you know, you got eight games or what is it? I don't know. Yeah, like eight games, right, against the same teams or something like that?
So yeah, six.
Oh, okay, well, 16, my bad. Six.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they got you got to play against your other AFC teams, and then they like you might have the NFC North or something like that in there. But for me, it's like, nah, man, it don't really matter. You might look on there for one of them sorry teams where you're like, oh, that's an easy, you know, 102 tug game. But I don't know. How about you?
Yeah, see, with me, it's sort of like the same thing. It's like we're different than any other sports, basketball, baseball. Like us going to, let's say we go to playing in L.A. or playing in Atlanta, we know we're going there, but we're not going there to hang out. We're in and out. Like, so it really doesn't matter. So when the schedule come out, but like how they doing now, you get to go overseas and stuff like that. You're probably there the whole week. Probably get to hang out a little bit more, but nothing crazy. So play the same team year in, year out. So I'm sure after a few years in the league, it really don't matter. It's exciting if you do get one of those games in London or Germany and things like that. But if you don't, it's just another thing, another walk in the park to me, honestly.
But speaking of that, they did release the international games.
Right.
And, you know, our Titans will be playing the Ravens over there. Is that something we going to or what we going to be doing?
Yeah, I'm definitely want to check that out. Never been to London or whatever like that. And hopefully to be able to go over there and, you know, being that we're not playing, we're retired. So we will really be able to get to enjoy it. Also go over there and work. As well, you know, work with the Titans while we're over there and still enjoy the city or whatever. Like, I'm definitely going to make sure I'm there.
Listen, so what we got to do?
What's the date? What's
Miss Amy, Miss Amy, if you're out there listening, Tina, Tuggle, Titans, one of y'all, the Ravens, that's on week six. So I think that's around like October. If I'm not mistaken, that's like October 15-ish.
Okay.
Like around that weekend or something like that. I'm about to look right now because I got to make sure because I feel you. Matter of fact, October. Dang, that's crazy. October 15th. I think that'll be the week. So that'll be awesome.
But why you say that? What are like probably like your top three teams that you're excited to see play this year?
My number one team, hands down, is Lamar Eugene Jackson with Odell Eugene Beckham. Like, I cannot wait to see this tandem, you know, go at it. Odell obviously has set out for a year, so I know that he has a whole bunch of fire in him. And I think the fact that, you know, with Lamar's situation and the fact that he didn't get to play in the playoffs towards the end of the season or didn't get to play towards the end of the season and missed the playoffs, I think we're going to see a different animal. So I'm definitely excited to see the Ravens. Another team that I'm really excited to see, I would have to say, would be Aaron Eugene Rodgers up there in New York. I mean, he's going to be renewed. I know there's a lot of, you know, whispers, and he's hearing these whispers as well as we are. But a guy that, you know, just won back-to-back MVPs less than, a season ago, is like, I can't wait to see what he has left in the tank with that newfound and flourished offense around there. It's going to be amazing to see. Who you got?
You stole one of mine, but yeah, the Jets. I definitely excited to see the Jets and what A-Rod going to do over there. Definitely excited to see them. Another team that I'm definitely excited to see is the Eagles. I want to see what Swift do in that offense, man. Mm-hmm. That offense is already high powered, and for them to bring Swift in there, I know he's happy to get out of Detroit. But for them to bring him in there with that good offense, with that great offensive line, they got the best offensive line in the game. So for them to bring him in there, I want to see, I remember Swift at Georgia. I'm sure you.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I want to see him behind that good offensive line, and hopefully that way, Jalen don't have to run the ball as much anymore. If he can step up and, you know, take over that running game and stuff like that, that'll be big. And another team, yeah. I know we keep picking the same teams, but it's just hard to not want to see the connection between Lamar and OBJ. The last glimpse of OBJ we had is him on his way winning Super Bowl MVP, and for that hurt and that injury, that was wild. But definitely want to see that team play and see what they can do.
Yeah, I'm a Bronco dude too, and I got to throw that out there just for a little bit, because I can't wait to see what Sean Payton does with Russ. I got to see it, because you know everybody has pretty much wrote him off and saying he's not that guy, but we do know that, you know, Sean Payton is a QB whisperer. So
right,
I would be anxious to see how that works out, and if Sean Payton feels like he can't fix him, we know he just signed into a deal a year ago. What are they going to end up doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be very interesting to see.
Yeah, my dad, man, his contract's so guaranteed right now. Yeah, ain't nothing you can do.
Let's sit back and watch the wave, huh? Sit back
and watch the wave. Ain't nothing you can do. And I guess that's where you get at some of them teams, like when it comes to, like, even if you go back to the Lamar situation, when they want so much guaranteed money, like, that's where the only way that, like, I understand Lamar's side of it, and he did what he needed to do, and I'm proud of him. But that's where you – the one tiny percent chance that you look at it from a team perspective, like, you come in here and say your boy come and stank it up again.
Do we?
Now you owe him all this guaranteed money. Like, now the Broncos want to, boom, get him up out of there. So the only best thing you could do is trade him. And it's going to be hard to trade them because you done already gave up so much for him. So you stuck. So it is what it is, though. I think he's going to turn around, though. I think Bronco is going to be all right. It was his first year in the system and stuff like that. I think Sean Payton going to do what he got to do to get that boy right.
All right. Enough of that, then. How about what – since we're talking about schedules and our teams and all that, right, what would probably be your best day to play on? You know, we'd have played on Christmas. You probably had to play on your birthday before. There's Thanksgiving, Christmas. There's Christmas, there's Halloween. There's so many, like, during the football season, there's some type of holiday that usually falls on. Like, what would be your worst day game? Like, or you can even say, like, a Monday night, Sunday. What's your best and worst experience as far as playing the game?
But my best, I love any primetime game, right? Sunday night, Monday night, you the only one everybody watching.
Yeah.
Christmas game, I love them. Thanksgiving game, I love them.
Right.
All those. I would say when you say worse, it's kind of like it got its pros and cons. If I have to pick out of them, what's the worst game to play? I would say Thursday night because of the simple fact of when you go into the Thursday night game, you just played Sunday. So that means you're going to play another full game 3 days later, Monday, yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, you got 3 days. So basically, if you sore coming off an injury, you don't really have that whole time to get back all the way healthy or back to close to 100%. So I would say Thursday night games probably would be the worst out of all those.
Damn, that's crazy because I'm kind of selfish. I used to love them Thursday night games. Because guess what? We knew after Thursday, I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I had to come back Tuesday. What? Get me out of here. Right. I'll sacrifice them the 2-3 days in between to get my body healthy. Because listen, I'm going to be down in Dade County hanging out. You know what I'm saying? I get to live on a Sunday in. So I'm okay with, I had to, tighten it up for 3 days. And, usually on that third, when you play on a Sunday, you have Monday, Tuesday, usually Wednesday, Thursday is when you start feeling your best anyway. So, I'm okay with that, especially when you're a younger guy. Yeah, so I'll disagree with you right there, 2K. Yeah. I like a Thursday, man, because I'm trying to have a bye week in the middle of the week for sure.
So which one you don't like?
Sunday, like a Sunday 11, like a regular game. Like you said, like a regular clock game for me is like, whatever, man. But you got to do it all year, right? But to me, it's like, hey, we got to wake up at 1. That shit's so whack to me. That's whack to me, especially when I came from USC. Like, you probably remember this. We was on TV late. So we didn't go on TV till like 7, 8 o'clock at night. West Coast time, that's probably 10 o'clock out east. You know what I mean?
So Yeah. So if y'all was going on at 8 o'clock in LA.
No, I think sometimes 7 o'clock. Yeah, probably 7 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, so it was 10 here. Yeah, I remember them games coming on late, man. That's crazy. But we love it over here because that's crazy in LA. Football and all that stuff, it ends so early. It's early. So, but over here, it's still. Man, it's midnight. We still able to watch football.
You be in the club and the game still on.
Yeah, the game is on. Yeah. Sure. We at the house chilling. It's 12. Ain't nothing else to watch, man. USC still playing to 1 a.m.
Yeah, see, so that's what I was used to. So when you got to play at, early morning games, to me, I was like, man, this is whack. But ain't nothing like a Monday night. When you grow up as a kid, Monday night and Thanksgiving games, was it for real? You know what I mean? So there was nothing like that. Because I remember just getting, like you said, being with all your family on Christmas. And that was the first thing we were going to throw on was a football game and watch it. So to be, one of them games where your family all got together back home and, they might not get to see you, but they all get to watch you play that game. There's nothing like that. That was special for sure.
It is definitely special. So with that being said, what is like one of the most underrated running backs you have played with?
Ooh, that's crazy. Because the craziest part about under you say that, because I played with two of the coldest running backs ever too. You know what I'm saying? I played with Reggie Bush and Chris Johnson. Arguably Reggie, they say, is one of the greatest football players ever played college football. Mm-hmm. And then I played with CJ2K in, the NFL game, yourself, my dog, and you ran for 2,000 yards. And at the time, it was only 6 of y'all to do that. So, that's ridiculous. But then when I say underrated, like see him or no. Hey, look, no. Boy, what? Hey, Travis Henry. Hey, you a wild boy, bro. I seen you, boy. I would have to be honest. Travis Henry. I think, he was drafted really high, but I think there was times where in his career things had fell off or something happened, like all of us. But bro, when I tell you, I just remember one year it was me, Chris Brown, and Travis Henry, and they had Chris Brown starting. But when Travis Henry finally got the ball, I was like, how in the hell was Chris Brown ever even getting the ball, man? It's like, and he could take it how he wanted. But I'm like, man, T. Henry is a different beast. And, Pac-Man was on that team back then. And Pac could tell you, Travis was a different goon, man. 5'9"-ish, 225, ran hard as hell. I would probably have to say – I'll get at the T-Hen straight up.
T-Hen. Yeah, if I pick somebody, I would have to say Chris Ivory.
Oh, C. Ivory.
C. Ivory, he was hard. Like, I played with him over at the Jets. before then, I remember him being with the Saints or whatever, man. And that guy, just seeing him play, being able to see that in person, his strength, how hard he ran, and not only that, his balance.
Yeah.
He got good balance, and he's not the fastest guy, but he got good speed. Like, he got speed to where if he breaks, I ain't going to say he's going to score every time, but it's a good chance he's going to score. You know what I'm saying?
Dele never got caught.
Yeah, I think he's a little faster than Dele. So
you know what's crazy then? Then he'll never get caught. You can't say that then, because I've never been caught. If I broke out of there, bro, I've never been caught. Check the film. Yeah. Hey, Young, why you bullshitting? Hey, I've never been caught. Check the film, bro.
Anyway, whatever.
Hey, I ain't on that. But let me keep it real with you. How long have I been telling you about this, man? Who have I been telling you is going to go to USC? And how long have I been telling you this?
You've been saying it. But it makes sense. They live in.
I don't want to hear all that, man. How long have I been telling you Bronny was going to go to SC?
You know what I'm saying? It makes sense.
2K though.
Makes sense though.
And how long I've been telling you the Twins is gonna go to SC? how long have I been saying that though?
Where's the offer?
They're only 11 right now. You're right. But how long have I been telling you this?
Yeah, you've been saying it a while, but it makes sense. They live in LA. Where else is he gonna go? He ain't gonna go to UCLA.
I mean, hey, UCLA is the basketball school.
But I'm just saying.
They had Oregon, Ohio State, and they had USC. So
I guarantee you, if he still lived in Ohio, if Bronny still lived in Ohio, if Bronny was playing for Cleveland, that Bronny would be going to Ohio State.
No, he wouldn't be. Because Columbus and Cleveland still far away. I'm telling you, LeBron wanted to go to USC. You better go check LeBron's thing when he was coming out playing receiver or tight end, where he said he wanted to go to at school. But even though Ohio State was on his list, you best believe USC was on that top three. So we're not going to do this. Listen, when you think about this, right? Yes, LeBron is right in LA, but people was like, oh, he should have went to Oregon because of Phil Knight. And it's all like, why would he go to Oregon when you already have LeBron? You have LeBron station already in Oregon. So you don't really need to go put another footstep there. When you think about like SC, we have had some good dominant basketball players, but we haven't had like DeMar DeRozan. You know, you can say Gabe Pruitt. There's Nick Young.
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, like there's some real nice hoopers from there, but there has never been – I mean, even OJ Mayo, like he was one of them dudes. But as far as like what Bronny's bringing to USC right now, and now that Bronny has signed, bro, they got the top point guard he has signed already. You got DJ Rodman coming in, Rodman's son. It's just crazy it's crazy to think about the star power that's going to be on that USC basketball team right now, bro. They will be one of them teams everybody's going to be watching. I guarantee you that.
Do you think Bronny one and done?
I mean, the thing, Bronny can be one of them because of his dad. Listen, this is the craziest part about that situation. Let's be honest, Young. If the way LeBron's playing right now, right, he's still one of those guys. A year from now, LeBron still will probably be one of them guys. If you are one of them bottom barrel teams, I don't know, even like Cleveland right now, like they still ain't winning like that. So if you think about, I don't know, who's the worst team out there? Even Charlotte. If you're thinking about a team that needs to come up and you could sign LeBron and his son and you could sell tickets, why would you not do it? It only makes sense. Right. When you think about it, yes, Bronny James could do one and done because his dad has the opportunity to pull that celebrity status on somebody for sure.
Right, right. I feel you. I think the same thing. I think he's going to be one and done just because I know what LeBron can do for him. Like you say, teams feel like they get – Bronny and LeBron on the same team, the ticket sales are going to be crazy.
And we think about, like, I don't know, there's a team out there. I can't even think of a team that has just been struggling. Well, like the Pacers or, I don't know, even the Nets. There's teams out there that, like, they have to do something to bring somebody in to sell some tickets eventually. And why not be LeBron James? Like, come on. And speaking about LeBron James, let me ask you this, because there's been a high debate about life. To me, I have some greatest athletes ever. LeBron James is probably like a little lower on the list. Just being honest, I'm not saying he's not one of the greatest. He's definitely one of them. But like when I think about my greatest athletes, first of all, it's definitely Michael, Jeffrey Jordan. It's not even a question. Then it goes Thomas, Patrick, Edward, Eugene, Brady. Then there's Kobe Bryant. That's mine. And then when I rank like the second like ranks, and even Wayne Gretzky in there, like I could put some goats up. But when I put like the second tier goats, yes, LeBron James, Steph Curry, you know, I'm putting them with Steph Curry. Like I don't care that you break all them in season records. If you play 20 years the way you should break all them damn records. I'm thinking about like, where's the championships? Where's the rings? Like when you look at Steph Curry and LeBron James, when you look at their careers, it's crazy to think that they both have the same amount of championships.
Right.
So for me to say the greatest athlete of my time, if he wins another ring, I don't know about that. Kobe has already did five. So how can I say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was just saying, I disagree. I wouldn't say tier one, tier two. I'm a Braniac.
Oh, I know that.
I would put him out there tier. I put him out there tier one. Brandon has done so much throughout these years and still playing at a high level. He's a GOAT, man. Whether he get his ring or not, I'm still putting Brandon out there top tier, tier one. No. I put him all tier one.
He's definitely a GOAT of all time. He's just not, to me, he's not Tom Brady. He's not Michael Jordan. He's still LeBron James now. But I feel like for 20 years of dominating a game like that, you should have all them records. It's like when it's time to turn it on for real, you let Dirk beat you, man. I seen it. I watched.
We are 3-1 right now.
No. I watched Dirk beat him.
I seen
LeBrightskin send him.
Bro, we are 3-1 right now on Brightskin.
Yeah.
We are 3-1 on Brightskin, man.
I'm proud of them.
We're going to go ahead and send them boy home tonight.
It's tonight. Happening. Hey, I'm not mad at that. I hope. But then they got to come see Denver. It's okay. Them Nuggets.
Yeah, we're going to match up good with them. We're going to put AD on Big Dog.
Yeah, that don't. You better. Hey, listen. It don't matter.
Might have to see AD too.
That 2K, you don't even. Josh, put them stats up about what AD and Jokic, what he does. That's not even close. Is AD supposed to be Jokic? We ain't even.
No, but I'm saying I'm cool with that matchup because.
I'm not.
I'm cool with that matchup because we got somebody for Jokic.
If you're talking about AD, you lost that battle, AD. 2K. Hopefully, Tim.
Brandon's the best defensive player in the world. Brandon just said that about AD.
Hey, so with that being said, this has been another Smash and Dash episode, man. Oh, hold on. Shout out to my beautiful mother. Happy birthday, Queen. Thank you, for having me. I appreciate your love more than you'll ever understand, Mom. It's your day. Live it up. I love you, baby.
Happy birthday, baby.
Downtown, we live. Over the feelings. When it's go time, I go lie from the kitchen with a ditchy. Get your dad for a win.